Capitalism, Differing Goals, and Defining Values-Based Achievement, featuring Ayn Rand President and CEO Tal Safwani on this episode of Unlock Your Wealth Today, Your Life Fully Invested. Welcome to the show, Tal. It's so great to have you on Unlock Your Wealth today.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, we're here at Freedom Fest, and I'm pretty excited. I had an opportunity to see one of your talks yesterday. In between, I got 5 minutes, and I'm like, okay, where do I get to go? And I said, oh, this is the presentation I wanted to see. And you gave a masterful talk, and what I thought was so interesting, because we have common backgrounds and a favorite book and a love of objectivism, is that you created in your moment of realization that you needed to make change in your life, you created this process for change. And as I was watching you give the talk, I thought, you know, this is actually a formula for achievement. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to have you share that with the viewers, because I was so impressed with how thoughtful it was, how simple it was, mm-hmm. but yet super introspective.
I appreciate it. So first the context is that we'll do a little bit of a division of labor.
Okay.
I gave Ayn Rand the job of being my philosopher.
Okay.
So she figured out why I should work that system, but I start from accepting what she's saying about what is the purpose of life and so on. So I start from there. So if people want to learn more about what she had to say, they'll have to read her novels or nonfiction. I, at the age of 40, which was 9 years ago, discovered Ayn Rand, and she blew my mind. It's not just opening a window. She blew the walls off, and I had to rethink a lot of things. So that allowed me, or it was a necessity, to come up with a system of how do I find purpose in my life and redefine my path. Mm-hmm. So I started with her definition of happiness. Happiness is that state of consciousness which proceeds for the achievement of one's own values or rational values. So what is she saying there? She says, discover your values and know which values to pursue, act on them, and if you succeed, you'll get that state of consciousness, which is a derivative of that process that is called happiness. So I said, okay, let's start the process. Let's break it down. What do I want? What are my values? How do I know? I don't know. So what do you do? And a lady by the name of Jean Moroney really helped me by introducing me to thinking on paper. So I started the log. And the first step in my system, if you call it, is observe. Like a good scientist, observe yourself. Don't say, I love those things. Do you really? Do you spend time doing those things? Are you learning? Every free moment you have, do you go read about it and do something about it? So I came up with, like, I love racing cars, and I love speaking to people, and I love education, and I love managing people. And I continuously logged everything. So that's the first step. Just observe, observe, observe. Let reality dictate what it is that your subconscious really ignites to, you know?
Okay.
Second thing is now identify common denominators. It's like, why? I really love talking to people. That's what gets me going. So if you tell me a job with a cubicle in the corner, no, I want in front of people most of the time. So this is when you start asking yourself, okay, what type of values do I really want? So racing cars turn out to be the same as being a manager for me. And once you identify those core themes, which is the second step, identify core themes, core values, then you go to the third step, which is define your central purpose. And by central purpose, I mean like a mission statement for me. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, a company would be lost if it didn't have a mission statement. What it does and what it doesn't do. Most importantly, what it doesn't do.
Right.
I wrote myself a mission statement. Tal is about philosophy, education, and writing, and consulting to people about how to be the best they can be. That's what, you know, so I left software, and I moved into philosophy, and today I'm the president of the Ayn Rand Institute because of that. The fourth thing is, once you realize what you want to do, is productize and monetize yourself. Figure out a way for someone to pay you to do what you love. And it's not that complicated. There are great books by other authors that I can recommend, like Barbara Sher. It's not that stupid to think that somebody would pay you if you love to take photographs of gorillas. You can have someone pay you to do it. You can productize it in a way that is valuable to other people. You just have to think about it really, you know, clearly. And if you wake up every morning knowing, I know exactly what my values are, I know exactly why I'm passionate about it, and why am I doing it, you'll turn out to be the best in the world in those things because you love it.
Right.
And you'll invest the time and thought into them. And you'll figure out a way to make money out of it and make a career out of it. And it, you know, I always tell people, money is not the goal. It's not like, how do I become a millionaire doing it? No, how do I sustain myself, hopefully, you know, also becoming a millionaire, and do that while I, because the only limited resource is really time.
Right, yes. And it's finite.
It's finite, and that's, you know, you have one shot. So that's kind of my, in a very, very high level, my four-step system of identifying your values and being true to your values. Not what your mother told you to do, not what you society expects from you, not what you expect from yourself, what is really, truly you love about life. And it could be anything. And that's the beauty of capitalism. It allows everyone to pursue completely different goals, and we all serve each other with a division of labor.
And I really like that perspective. So here's a question I have for you, because your exposure to Ayn Rand and Atlas Shrugged was at a much later phase in life. Right. And so you already were set in your ways.
Until I was not. I was lost in my
way. You were lost in your way.
A little bit lost, yeah.
So, I mean, and you had great successes.
I did.
Yeah. So it's not like you weren't an achiever already. But so I kind of was so imprinted early on with the values and the principles through the stories that Ayn wrote, that I never really thought about them. I just, you know, emulated Dagny as a character. And then
she's
when
a
I
great
start,
character.
I know. And so,
amazing.
You know, my whole thing is when I get stuck, I say, what would Dagny do?
Exactly.
How would she manage
it? I fell in love
it?
With her during, you
know. I know. And like every year I just connected with her. It's my sharp in the saw.
Yeah.
So every year I always talk about it on the show. I'm like, okay, it's the annual reading. And I always find something new. But what I'd like to know is when we talk about change, and we talk about change at 40, which is different, you know, and I'm going to be 50 this year. So change at 40 is different than change at 30. And then when you're kind of growing, you're just constantly evolving.
Right.
But sometimes it takes bigger jumps. With the values process, defining our values, I think that's where people get stuck. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I think there's a couple of things. First, putting the work and the thought process. Nobody teaches you how to sit, you know, calmly on your butt and think. We don't do that. We're like on our phones all the time. It's like, find your quiet space, take a, you know, a blank page out of the printer, take a pen and write what you think, and you'll be amazed how much the level of clarity. Yes, so they get stuck because they don't invest the quiet time, the thinking time, in figuring things out.
Quiet is intimidating.
It is intimidating.
And I mean, especially with, we're so bombarded.
And I say, thinking, rationality is the hardest thing in the world. It's the hardest activity in the world. You have to hold the reins of your mind. I love that term, holding the reins of your mind in those moments where you're like, now I'm doing deep thinking. Now I'm figuring things out, which is the strategy of your life. You will be lost. And most people are lost. You know, they're waking up every day and they're going through the motions, and suddenly a year goes by, 10 years go by, and they haven't figured out what exactly they want to do. But I want another aspect that is in play is emotions. And that is a critical part. People don't understand emotions. I have to suffer. I call it the violent year of trying to reprogram my subconscious from one value system to another. People need to understand that feelings are a result of something much deeper. They're a result of a value judgment that is imprinted in your subconscious. So you always want to look behind the feeling. It's like, why am I anxious? Well, first, what is anxiousness? Anxiousness is a fear of something, of the unknown, right? So you define it like, something is intimidating to me. I don't know what it is. I'm about to change a job, but I'm anxious. Why am I anxious? So some people say, no, I'm anxious, I'm not going to do it. But here's how you should really think about feeling. Why am I anxious? Connect with your subconscious and talk to it. And talk to yourself. It's kind of awkward to talk to yourself in the shower, but it is what you need to do. It's like, why am I anxious about leaving this job? I've saved enough money. It's going to be okay. Even if I fail, nothing would happen. My children would not starve. Why am I anxious? And you talk to the baby in you or the subconscious of you. It's like, you don't have to. I understand why you're doing that. I understand why you're sending me signals of red flags. Don't do it, don't do it, because you're trying to protect me. This fight and flight mechanism called the subconscious.
We talk about that all the
exactly.
time.
Exactly. So look behind the feeling. Don't be emotional. Don't lead by emotion. And try to connect. Once your subconscious and your conscious minds are in alignment, your ability to enjoy life goes through the roof. And it takes time to get rid of all of those irrational value judgments that you decided when you were 4 years old, that the world is dangerous and you cannot trust people and, you know, I'm not worthy of success. All of those value judgments that are deep ingrained in your subconscious and are defended by a lot of psychological defense mechanism, you can break them down. But it takes time to do that and to do a lot of introspection. And that's, it's much cheaper than going to a shrink.
Right.
Which you can do. They can help you do that.
Right.
And that's the process that goes hand in hand in you rationally discovering your values, but also training your subconscious to help you and support you rather than, you know, draw you back and just try to avoid every risk and so on. That's a really critical aspect of why people sometimes know what they want to do, but they don't have the courage.
Right. Because they let
something
it get in the way.
Right.
And I don't remember who said it, but, you know, courage isn't the absence of fear. It's the acknowledgement of fear and still moving forward.
Right. And there's another quote that I really like. It's not laziness that holds people from moving forward. It's inner conflict.
That's a great explanation for what's going on. And if two people are at war inside yourself, instead of aligned and moving forward, then...
You're stuck.
Yeah. Well, it's been amazing having this conversation. We have to get back together and have you on another episode.
Yep.
But if folks want to learn more about what you're doing at the Ayn Rand Institute, how do people find you?
So again, AynRand.org. We created a new mobile app called the Ayn Rand University app. It's great.
It's awesome.
It's everything Ayn Rand for free, so use it. And me personally, Tal Tsafani, it's spelled T-A-L is my first name, T-S-F-A-N-Y is my last name, on Facebook, you know, social media. I'm there posting my thoughts about the world. I wrote a little book called Sophie about a young girl.
I know, and I'm so excited to read it.
And that's who, you know, and I'd love to talk to people if they want to talk or consult. We have seminars and conferences we do exactly about this, how apply philosophy in your life in a way. And we give talks about how to be happy. So everybody's welcome.
Well, thank you again for being a part of the show. And for those of you without a pencil, never fear. UnlockYourWealthToday.com is here where you can visit Tal's show page, get the links to all of his great resources, and so much more. For the maestro of moolah, Michael Terry, I'm Heather Wagenhals. Now go out and unlock your wealth today.
UnlockYourWealthToday.com is produced by Heather Wagenhals and the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation. UnlockYourWealthToday.com and its affiliates are copyrighted 2018 with all rights reserved. For more information on the Keys to Riches Financial Wellness Series, please visit our website at www.unlockyourwealthtoday.com.